morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrat, a weekly talk show about the crucial political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the challenges facing everyone. Good morning, folks. Steve Williamson here. We're talking about a very important election to the Fire Board, Mike. You want to introduce yourself in case people don't know who you are?
Yes, Mike Cosentino over here. This is a kind of an interesting one of those local, broader issue shows that we like to do. In other words, some of the big things that are happening in the world are also affecting us in Sedona.
Yeah, we get tired of talking about all the big national issues. I mean, obviously they're important. Nobody's saying there's a confirmation hearing for the Supreme Court going on and so forth and so on. But we want to talk about something local today, and we want to introduce two gentlemen who are running for the Fire Board.
Yeah.
Do you want to start, Al? I'll start off.
My name is Al Camello, and I'm running for the Fire Board. The Fire Board is a five people that are part of the governing board of the Sedona Fire District. And I've decided about a month and a half ago that it was my time to step up and do a civic responsibility and run for this very critical position in the community of Sedona and surrounds. As a matter of fact, a lot of people don't realize that the Sedona Fire District is extremely large, and it goes all the way from Sedona over to Interstate 17, almost halfway to Cottonwood, and includes Oak Creek Canyon and most of the mountain areas around us. As a matter of fact, it's over 200 and some odd square miles of area that is covered by the firefighters and the EMS service.
So it's much larger than the city of Sedona.
Oh, city of Sedona is 19 square miles. I mean, it's, in truth, this is the protection for our lives and property for all of us that live in the region of the northern part of the Verde Valley.
Al's well known in the community. He's referred to as Sedona Al or Mr. Sedona. Been involved in all kinds of activities and stuff, all kinds of public service, and this is the first time you're running for the Fire Board.
I've been on numerous boards and committees, and ever since I moved here in 1998, I just have had this knack for finding organizations that I could use my talents and my skill sets to help them. I have graphic skills and marketing skills, and so on the Sedona Community Center or the Chamber Board of Directors or up at the airport putting together events with airplanes and cars and just finishing, as of yesterday, the Sedona Wine Fest. I'm very much involved in community activities. I love to stay busy. But this is the first time that I decided that it was time to really take something super serious and run for the Fire Board. And the election's on November 6th, and I do believe that my running mate partner, Gene McCarthy, and I will be very much appreciated for our talents and our motivation to be on this board.
And Gene McCarthy's in the studio today. We have kind of a full studio. We've got Gene McCarthy, presently of the Fire Board. We have Dave Soto hiding back there, presently of the Fire Board.
Yeah, we're not going to let him talk.
No, we're
not
going to let him hear a microphone. Because, yeah, these fire guys, who knows what he'll say. But, Gene, say good morning, please.
Good morning, folks out there. Firstly, I'd like to follow up with Al. I'm so very proud to be a running mate with Al Camello. He brings this slate, and I have a vast amount of experience and knowledge about this community, which is extremely important, especially here on the Fire Board and emergency services. My background is 35 years in public safety. The first, of course, the military time, I was with the U.S. Army 101st Airborne Division. And after graduation, if you will, after that, I joined the Los Angeles Police Department, where I served as a police officer from 1965 to 68. And through some of you might remember the Watts riots and so on, and the Vietnam protests and so on. So those are things that are prominent in my mind, my memory. And for one reason or another, I switched hats to a helmet. And I joined the Whittier Fire Department in 1968 and served to, from 68 to 1975 for the small town that is, it's where Nixon's hometown.
Yeah.
And
everybody in California knows where Whittier is.
That's right. And that's where I got my certification as a paramedic in 1975. Shortly after that, the city fire department was absorbed by Los Angeles County, which I may add is the third largest fire department in the United States.
I think all our listeners know how important fire service and firefighting and EMS is. And so you've had your whole career really has been in military to police to firefighting, and you retired, I guess, at some point.
Yes, I retired in 1997. Shortly after that, I was picked up or asked to form a team, a Metropolitan Medical Strike Team for Los Angeles County Department of Health Services through a federal program. And when that project was completed, I was again asked to consider working for the FBI in Los Angeles, so as a contract consultant, working for a squad that dealt with weapons of mass destruction and terrorism.
Wow. Well, and it does help to know the area, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it certainly does.
So how long have you been in
the
Sedona?
What time is it? Four and a half years.
Four and a half years.
My wife here moved from Palos Verdes, California, and we haven't looked back. We absolutely adore, love this area.
It's a difficult, I guess the way to put it is that the fire district has a lot of challenges. You have all this national forest to protect. You have a population that's, I think the average age in Sedona is now 56 years old, that's going to need immediate and highly professional EMS services. There are all other kinds of challenges that the district thing. Part of it's the topography and the size of this district. So if there's a fire off in the forest, the fire district doesn't have any choice but to go fight it, right? I mean, you're part of the front line to protect Sedona from wildfires, and anybody who lives here has seen the fires we've been having up on the rim recently.
Well, just to be clear, Jim McCarthy and Al Camello are running for the fire board. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct, and it's a great honor. And I do believe that a fire board of just five people, that means three people are a majority. And Gene and I will join the other board members that will still be on the board, and we believe we'll carry the message of the best fire district and emergency medical services in America right here in the northern part of Verde Valley.
Let me ask how many positions are open. Two of you are running together. How many positions on the fire board are open in this coming election?
There's actually three. The majority is actually up for vote.
For how long is this term?
It's a four-year term once you are elected.
Terms.
And so that's why this is not just an everyday election. This is critical. Mainly what you were saying, Steve, this is about medical emergencies being probably the dominant service that most of us relate to a fire department about. And I do think that it is our mission and our responsibility as citizens, but more importantly, just as humans, to make sure that saving lives stays the highest number one priority of the fire district by making sure that we have the best trained people, the most motivated people, the best equipment that you can afford, and we are there when you call 911 because that's all you care about is immediate best service.
According to statistics, EMS calls were 3,100 EMS calls in 2017. There were 84 fire calls. So when I did the statistics, and I started out as a math major, but my skills are pretty low, about 70% of the calls of all these different things that the fire district does, 70% of the calls are EMS related calls.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. National statistics is about 80%, and here it's slightly less. However, the EMS responses, we're considered an all-risk department, as most fire departments are. You call, we come. And no matter what your problem is or your emergency, we come. You merely have to pick up the phone and dial 911.
And you know what's amazing is you find a rattlesnake in your backyard and you're freaked out, you call 911. You know, have a bee, a beehive up in the tree that's gone crazy. You call 911. It's amazing that 911 has become the universal help. I need help.
Yeah. Well, that's true. And you guys that, like as Gene said, Gene McCarthy's here talking, running for the board, says, you call, we come. It's not like a choice. It's not, well, we don't cover that particular heart condition. No, we're going to be there. And I have to admit, I've been living around here 45 years. Sedona Fire Department has had, and I'm going to be careful here, has had a stellar reputation for being exactly that. Because it's in Sedona, I guess, and I've lived in Sedona, I live in Cottonwood now, and I've lived in every other communities in northern Arizona. But Sedona was a crown jewel, at least the fire department had this reputation for great leadership, great equipment, and great support. Community, the people of Sedona, rich and not so rich, supported their fire department. But it seems like that's not necessarily the case. At least some of the things that are coming out these days, that there's a little more of a struggle on the fire board these days.
It is, and if historically you went back, I don't know, a dozen years, you'll see that there was a change in leadership, mainly because of the majority of the fire board had a different thought in mind and started diverting funds that had been saved for capital improvements into actually subsidizing the budget so that they could lower taxes under the premise that that was good governance. It wasn't. They just spent the money that was saved to make improvements to the fire district, which, by the way, is always an everyday issue. There is equipment ages out. Equipment is no longer functional the way it used to be, and so you have to modernize. Modern training for firefighters and EMS is extremely complicated and sophisticated. And when you dial 911 and you expect somebody there to save your life, you want them to be the best trained that's humanly possible. And so the fire district, under the leadership of our current fire chief and the staff that he has supporting him, has moved the fire district substantially forward and has developed a stellar reputation where now there are no complaints. People love what happens when they dial 911.
Let me ask you, because it is so important in our community, the EMS, the rescue. People have a heart attack. You have very little time to get there. I went all through all my training over and over again when I was a Jeep tour guide. We're all trained on that. Does the fire department now have the highest quality of equipment, the best positioned, you know, ambulances, and the best trained people that it could have? Are you willing to spend money to make sure that that's going to continue or happen?
Well, once again, in my experience, the time that I spent in the fire service, I've traveled around this nation, met many fire chiefs, attended the National Fire Academy, and had the opportunity to work with many departments around the country. Sedona Fire Department, Fire District, is perhaps one of the finest medium-sized departments I've ever encountered. It is well managed. They're fiscally responsible, constantly looking out for the taxpayer. Yet they provide quality service, highly trained, caring personnel, which is not unique in the fire service. And it's certainly here in Sedona, we enjoy a service provided by those people, including from the fire chief, the staff, and every single one of the EMTs and paramedics. And by the way, their firefighters are all cross-trained. They're dual function.
And you, if you're elected, you will support maintaining the highest level fire department that we can have here.
You know, I'm not only will support it, I'll put myself on the line. All of my reputation will be based on that premise, that the best is a requirement. It is the need that we all must have. We live in a place in America that can afford the best. because when you dial 911, you want the best, and there's no reason in the world that you should slash and burn your budget just to save for the sake of saving, when in fact the budget is very well managed and is actually quite conservative.
You know, here some people within the community have perhaps thought that the fire department could be run like a business. Fire departments are not. They're service-related. Certainly there's a business aspect to it. But yet, unlike businesses that come and go, they have successes and failures. Fire departments can't fail. They cannot fail you. And so we ask the people in our communities to support our fire department. And this is a time, this particular election, as Al said, is one of the most important elections that we've seen in years, because depending on who's voted into that board for that majority vote, what have you, it could mean a drastic change.
I know that you guys want to talk about your campaign and your thing, but your opponents are... can you tell us about the difference between... Between your campaign and your opponent's campaign, because there's three other people, am I correct, running for the office
besides? Well, there's actually four, but there's three people running as a team. And
a Tea Party team, I call
them. Well, you can call them that, but Tea Party isn't really the issue to me as much as it is they're of like mind. And they believe the government should learn from the private enterprise and run everything to the best with the least amount of money. And so... I do think that they think that perhaps privatizing the medical service with private ambulances would be a better deal than using the type service we have now, as an example. And I think they think that the fire district can run on less money. Well, sure, maybe when you dial 911, you hope that that less money didn't affect the service that you were provided. These were the same people that were against building the fire station over in the Chapel area. Well, if you live in the Chapel area, now that that thing's been built and manned, I tell you what, when you dial 911, they're there a lot quicker than they used to be when they came from the village or from Sedona or Uptown. So in the end, the group that you're speaking of are nice people. I know them all, and they all wish us to have a great life here in Sedona. But I personally think they're misguided with their mission to cut, and see how you can save money. That might in the end save somebody $50 a year on their property taxes just for the sake of having saved the money. Just as a point of reference, if you don't mind, I want to make this point.
Go ahead.
If you have a $400,000 assessed value home in Sedona, which is about a $600,000 house on the market, you're paying about $2.70 a day for fire and medical emergency service. And you know what you're getting for that? You have five fire stations that cover an area of 200 and some odd square miles. There's 25 people on duty at any one point in time. And this service is there waiting for that 911 call to come in. And the funny thing is, when the 911 calls come in, they come in groups and bunches. We just have had some serious emergencies here in the past couple of weeks where all the stations were active and the fire department and the medical emergencies were taking place simultaneously. And I got to tell you something. We have an unbelievable dispatch system that is the most sophisticated. I mean, you could move to a big city like Los Angeles or Phoenix and think that their emergency medical dispatch system must be top of the line. Right here in the Verde Valley, we have a top of the line service, dispatch system. Gene and I just visited it a week ago, and I gotta tell you, it was like, not Star Wars, but it was scary how sophisticated it was. We were sitting there. And they have this command system where they had three or four people working in these different arenas of
the consoles,
and a call comes in, and the one man is on the phone talking to a woman at Slide Rock who's seen somebody get hurt. And this man stays on the horn with her, talking and getting more and more information. Immediately, another station kicks in and calls the state parks, at Slide Rock, to let them know that they have a medical emergency in their park. And at the exact same time, a third person is on the phone to the local fire department to get a dispatch of an ambulance. And they left from uptown, and they left from the fire station there in the canyon. This all happened in seconds. And is this rural America? No, this is as sophisticated a system that you would get if you live in the big city. And the amazing thing is that the cost of this dispatch system is substantially less to Sedona and the Sedona Fire District than what it used to be when we had our own dispatch system. But now it's actually much more sophisticated. That's an example of what good money management does. Better service. Yes.
It's a shared system, and several communities contribute to it.
That's right. It's in Cottonwood, the City of Cottonwood Fire Department. It is unbelievably. It's a brand-new building, brand-new facility, brand-new equipment, and it's the heart of the system.
It was an excellent idea, and it's been a while in coming to this level of sophistication that you're talking about. I've lived here for 45 years. I've seen the changes, and I've even experienced the changes in response times. As living in this and the surrounding communities over the years. Go ahead, Al. I didn't mean to cut
you. I realize I'm passionate about this because I love technology, and I know technology is a part. I've got an iPhone sitting here in front of me that talks to me every moment and digital TV.
It's the only thing that will.
Yeah. and I know that, and I make this comment, and I do it tongue-in-cheek, but somewhere in the world, somewhere in the United States, right now somebody is inventing something that a year from now will be on the market somewhere that will improve the quality of firefighting or medical emergency services to keep people alive longer than what they could have been kept alive today. And when that happens, I want to know that this fire district is aware of it and can afford to buy and take advantage of this new technology, because to be honest with you, we live in a community that is aging, and 911 quite often is because we have a medical emergency of our own. And one of these days, that 911 could be me.
I'm there too, Al. I mean, I want the best system possible because I want the guys to come and get me as quickly as possible
and rescue
my butt.
I not only want them to know what they are doing and they have the right equipment, I want them motivated. I want them so thrilled that they have this job because this is a fire district that cares about them, cares about their family, cares about their general needs of an employee, and they all respect each other like they're a family. And if that is what's taking place, I think the response that you get when you dial 911 is much greater than a fire district that perhaps has all this infighting that comes from messages coming from a board that can't agree upon the time of day. I think this board, as it's currently structured and will be structured after this next election on November 6th, will be what serves the needs of the people who live here.
What are you guys doing to get it elected? What do you do besides you're on the radio here? And, of course, our listenership alone will get you elected.
Absolutely. We elected several presidents.
A vast majority.
Yeah, let me answer your question.
Please.
The board members do not discuss these issues amongst themselves. We have state laws here, open meeting laws, that require us to study, be aware of the issues, and make independent decisions. Now, the other things that we are involved with is certainly hiring and firing fire chiefs. And this particular fire chief we're very, very happy with. The fire chief and the personnel are involved with operations, the operational aspect of the fire service. Our job, what have you, is to deal with issues related to the budget that are brought to issues, or equipment, the issues that are brought to us by the support staff and the fire chief. I'll give you an example. This last fire board meeting, a piece of equipment was displayed.
These are all the meetings are open, are they not?
All the meetings are open,
and they're on the air,
and they're on the internet.
You can go to them in person. If you want to go to a fire board meeting and see how it works, you can just show up.
And I encourage people. I encourage my neighbors and friends here in this community to attend the fire board meetings. Stay current. If you have an issue, please, please attend and fill out a form and be allowed to speak at the podium.
You can come just for support. But if you have an issue, you can come too. If you're worried about them spending too much money on a piece of equipment or personnel, come to a board meeting. I sound like I'm running, but it's the same as far as I'm concerned in America with all boards that deal with budget and policy. School board, fire board, etc. You got a problem. We just established that they're open meetings. You can come. You will be welcomed. You might even get a cup of coffee or a pizza, some juice if the budget allows them. If Gene seems like a guy that's going to give you a cup of coffee, and you can discuss your issue. You can find out what's going on. The kind of slash and burn that we're seeing, and Democratic perspective here, we're not about reporting. We're a partisan show. We do things where we're about reporting, but we're not about we take sides here, and we think that Sedona, and certainly people in this room, think that Sedona deserves the best equipment, at least as good as that can be afforded, Al said, and the top personnel.
That's my point, too. I agree completely with you, Mike. To say honestly, we want the best possible fire board here to protect us and our families and our community. That's our bottom line. That's what we want. We don't care. We don't want the cheapest fire district in the world. We don't care if there are occasional failures and stuff. We want the absolutely best protection we can get for our community. We're willing, I think, to pay some tax money to do that, because all this stuff, you can have everything and not pay any taxes, is just not true. You really have to support districts. We don't want firefighters who are not paid well. We want them well trained, we want them well paid, and we want them to be happy members of the community. We don't want to, shortchange anyone.
We want them to stay here, too. Yeah. We don't want to become a training tower for other fire departments. And if the salary and benefit ranges, when heavy, are not acceptable in the community, certainly they're going to go elsewhere.
Gene's talking about the traditional role of small fire departments, and that is as training grounds for larger fire departments. Especially, we have this sucking thing down in Phoenix called Phoenix that would take every qualified firefighter we had, because they paid better and they had lots of good departments and they were better equipped. They used to be. Gene's going to tell us a story in a minute, but I'm going to get this in. Your vote is your voice, folks, from the League of Women Voters. They want to remind you that registering to vote is the first step to participating in our democracy. If you have changed your name or moved to a new address, you might need to re-register. Now is the time to get registered or verify your registration is current. You can go to vote, V-O-T-E, 411.org to get started. That's vote, V-O-T-E, 411.org. The registration deadline is October 9th. Gene McCarthy, candidate for Sedona Fire Board, is going to tell us a story.
I forgot which story you wanted me to tell.
Let me save you here.
I got something in my bag.
You guys are going to be appearing at a forum
tomorrow night.
When that is. Who's sponsoring it? Where it is?
It's the Verde Valley League of Women Voters.
Okay.
And thank you very much for that, League. And it's going to be held at 6:30 to 8 at the main library.
Okay. And that's tomorrow night, folks. So if you want to hear more, if you want to ask these gentlemen a question, that's the nearest, I guess, forum to go to. Are there going to be others, or do you know at this point?
We're working on other public forums. We're doing some private gatherings at people's homes. We'll be doing a meeting of folks in Oak Creek Canyon later on in early October, and some folks in the village of Oak Creek. We also, in our campaign, will be running ads in the Red Rock News. Red Rock News is going to be doing a complete profile on all the candidates, where we'll be able to tell the public who and what we are, and they're going to be asking us some tough questions that we're going to have to answer and share with the general public. This campaign will be about, 6 weeks now? And I believe that People can learn a lot more about what we're doing by going to our website. This is a website Gene and I have created for the purpose of telling people who we are, what we're all about, and, of course, we need money to help run this campaign. And our website is very simple. It's GeneAndAl4SFD.com. SFD stands for Sedona Fire District. That's Gene, G-E-N-E, and A-N-D, Al, A-L, 4SFD.com.
And is that a number or a F-O-R?
F-O-R.
Thank you.
Four. And we do run an ad every Friday in the Red Rock News, so you'll see a little bit about us, and we'll remind people of what the website is. And you can do donations right online if you should be so inclined.
All right. Tell us how you're different from the other people who are running, how your campaign, your focus, your ideas and values differ from the other people running, because are you right, Al, four other people running, or –
There are four other people running, yes.
Now, okay. This makes it complicated.
Let me preface Al here. This is Gene McCarthy. I personally believe that your fire district is running quite well. It's not broken.
Why fix it if it's not broken?
That's New York, right. And your manager, your fire chief, is one of the best I've encountered in my career, when we have you. He's knowledgeable, articulate, he's savvy about the fire service. He's willing to look into new programs, new concepts, but yet keeping the bottom line and within the budget.
And we're going to have him on the show for a full 45 minutes. I can bring other firefighters if he wants to. In about 3 weeks. I don't have the exact figure here, right, but we'll be asking him a lot of the more technical questions about the district. You guys have answered a lot of it, like how large it is and stuff, but we'll be talking to Chris about the kind of issues he's faced and also about his background and the background of
Well, it's, you know, and I threatened before the show that I was going to launch into my stellar career on the Sedona Fire Department back in the 70s and my time with Verde Rural Fire Department in Cottonwood back in the 80s, but I do know this much. When the chief comes on, and these guys here, Gene McCarthy, Al Camello, running for the Sedona Fire Board, are going. It's about three things. I mean, it's about response time, and we've discussed that tangentially here this morning, and we're going to get more into it with the, but you guys can talk about it too. And it's about equipment, it's about training. And listening as a longtime resident, listening to even these guys talk about the kind of training, the amount of full, don't forget, having a full-time firefighter was a luxury back in the 70s. Well, I think we had one full-time firefighter, maybe three, maybe one for each shift. But, to have been here a long time and to know how far the department has come, especially with dispatch and especially with equipment. Once again, jumping out of the truck, opening that door, and finding, the top-notch equipment
that works.
I was going to add that, and I was trying to find a way to
figure that out. Because maintenance is a big deal.
It is a big deal. And all of those things and then we're going to talk about all of those things. And you guys on the board understand that. You guys are running for the board and understand this. And that's the kind of people you want on the board that understand the complexities and the depth of what it takes to have a top-notch fire department.
You know, I've thought about this. I moved here 20 years ago, and I moved from a big city, St. Louis, and I used to live in Los Angeles County myself. And you think, okay, I moved to this place called Sedona in the middle of Arizona. Yes, that's where it is. And we're in this thing called the Verde Valley. You know, there's only 77,000 people that live in the Verde Valley. 77,000 people.
This particular 212,000 in all of Yavapai County.
Yeah, this particular fire district has about 20,000 population that it serves. But it also has, in any good day, 20,000 tourists here. And guess what? We serve them, too. When they're here, they're like residents to us. And by the way, you know, we always think that when somebody falls off a rock and a medical emergency goes to help somebody that was on a hike that got in trouble, Sometimes those people are us, the locals. Just last week, or two weeks ago, they had to pull somebody off the top of Bell Rock, a local who slipped and fell and broke his leg, and they had to come in with extremely sophisticated helicopter service to pick this person up because he was in a very dangerous position on the top of Bell Rock. So we all have to remember that this may be rural America. It's not the middle of Kansas. It's not the middle of Iowa. It's the middle of a place that is very fortunate to have the economy that it has because of a very strong tourism support and the retirees that have moved here. And we have no reason to think that we can't have as good a fire and medical emergency service as anybody in this country. And as a member of this team, Gene and I, running for the fire board, that is my campaign pitch. I'm here to save lives. I'm here to make sure that we have the greatest opportunity to save lives. And response time is critical, you know, and people talk about what would it be like to live in Oak Creek Canyon and wonder about the response time when there's traffic issues, you know,
absolutely.
Or we have a fire station that is sort of antiquated there in Oak Canyon. Creek Canyon. And what are the needs that we need to keep addressing by modernization and new equipment and better facilities that need to be used for training? So I will be all ears to the fire chief and his support staff as a member of the board to make sure that I can vote wisely and at the same time not be foolish enough to think that saving a few dollars is good governance.
Well, that's as a former resident of Oak Creek Canyon, there is a holding your breath as you leave Sedona until you get to Flagstaff. You say, boy, I hope nothing happens. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, there could be no basis for this. And certainly when I was on the fire department, there was no basis for it. We knew every inch of the canyon. We knew what we were going to do when before we got there. And I had the equipment for the time. In fact, unfortunately, I'm going to guess some of that equipment may still be there. But hopefully that has evolved also. But the idea is that when the chief comes on, we'll be talking about Oak Creek Canyon to, as you said, the concentration of tourists, the things that happen a minute after minute on some weekends and even during the week.
The Cottonwood Fire Department was particularly good about training Jeep tour guides on resuscitation and dealing with rattlesnakes. They teach us how to talk to the tourists. What people don't know is that if someone's heart stops, you have very, very little time to save
6 minutes.
And response time, you need to start CPR, even if you're not an expert, right away. You need to call instantly. You need to call 911. You need to get someone there as fast as possible. It is a much shorter amount of time than people realize. It's much more important. The response time is much more important than I think most folks know out there.
And a lot of people don't realize, too, that when the medical emergency service gets to your house or your home or car wreck or whatever it is, and they encounter you in this dangerous situation, they can get on the horn, they can get on the phone and be talking to doctors and hospitals and getting medical advice on life-saving techniques until they can get you to the hospital. This is a very comprehensive system. And what's really interesting is that when you leave the Sedona Fire District area and you're now in the Cottonwood Fire District area, the services that you expect follow you. Because 911 is a universal system throughout the United States, and they all work together as a team, all the fire districts of America, and whether it be a fire service or a medical emergency from a car wreck, or actually you're just driving down Interstate 17 and your chest grabs you. One way or the other, you keep in the back of your mind 911.
I want to underline this. Gene McCarthy, Al Camello are running for the board. And they are talking about why they're running for the Sedona Fire Board, and they're trying to keep it positive. Democratic perspective, and Mike Cousins, you know, we don't have to keep it positive. They're running against people that don't have the same outlook that these gentlemen do. They don't have the same outlook for quality equipment, for the best personnel. They are much more focused on one small part, and that is the budget. and certainly, as we have been trying to say for 40 minutes now, you've got a problem with the Sedona fire budget, come to a board meeting, tell them your issue, and deal with their public meetings.
I think it's a great point, Mike.
Yes.
If you have an issue, if you have a question, because I think people get fired up with all kinds of fears and questions.
That's right.
Go in and ask the question. If something seems too expensive to you or too complicated, go in and find the answer out. Don't just go and talk to other people and get worked up. Find out the information. Find out if there's a reason for your question. Right, Al?
You know, it's interesting. The website for the fire district, which is SedonaFire.org, SedonaFire.org, is extremely comprehensive with lots of backup of information and charts and budgets. A lot of data that will prove to you that this district is run extremely efficient, very conservative financially, and is not overspending. Historically, if you went back to 2009 and you compared it with the budget we have now, the budget in 2009 was actually higher. So the point I'm going to make is that, sure, we went through a recession where the budget did go down because, quite frankly, as assessed values go down, so does your revenue stream. So now that we're having a surge in assessed values, the revenue stream will increase, but because of laws that put limits on how much money the property taxes can be increased because of a surge in property values, there will always be a conservative position on revenue. And we are in a pay-as-you-go system when it comes to capital improvements.
Gene?
Thank you.
All right.
I'd like to present. For those of you that have a problem or a concern with the Sedona Fire District, your fire chief has always been willing to accept your phone call direct to him. Pose the problem and discuss it with the fire chief. Some of the folks that you spoke of earlier, been invited repeatedly last year during the bond issue and so on and so forth, to call to fire chief and or come in and sit down and discuss the issue. Has it happened? No.
They're not interested in answers. They're interested in their particular political stance. We've got 2 minutes left. Mike, you want to introduce these guys once again?
Well, yes, we want to make sure that our listeners know that Gene McCarthy and Al Camello are running for the Sedona Fire Board, and we've taken the time this morning on Democratic Perspective to talk about this local issue because it is reflective of some other things that are going on, some anti-government movements right here in Sedona. For whatever reason, it seems to be infecting various things, education and, in this case, the fire board. And certainly Sedona residents and former Sedona residents and believe that the fire service is doing just fine and wants to do better. And so please, and they are a public meeting, so please find out for yourself. I want to echo what Gene just said.
We have two candidates who have promised to have the highest quality fire board
there we can
possibly
and
have.
And if you're in trouble, that's what you want. If you got
that's what you gentlemen are running on.
If you got a piece
of
property.
1 minute to say two words.
Well, certainly I encourage you to vote.
And
if you haven't registered, register. That vote we have is very important. And here in Sedona, it is vitally important with this 911 issue, the Sedona Fire Board, and to maintain the fire department as we know it.
Al.
Well, we as residents must have faith that the 5 board members of the fire district know what they are doing, do not have a personal self-serving agenda, and will work as a team to make sure this fire district is the best in the land. And Gene and I are committed. We are committed to these standards.
Don't forget, you can listen to this podcast. This show will be collected on our website, vvid.org. We have this podcast in a few days will be up. This and all our shows at bbrd.org, Verde Valley Independent Democrats.org.
You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and our nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 a.m. news, right here on AM 780 KAZN. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.